The Trump team responds on Jack Callahan, Fox News, to a Justice Department filing against the appointment of a special master to oversee the handling of evidence taken in the raid of the former president's home. The Trump team downplaying the discovery of documents bearing classified markings.
Lawyers for the former president wrote, "The notion that presidential records would contain sensitive information should have never been cause for alarm." They also attacked the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago last month and said Trump was working in a standard give and take with the U.S. National Archives over the return of presidential records.
Fox's Jill Nato, a federal judge, has scheduled a hearing Thursday on the potential appointment of an independent observer in the case. Democrat Mary Peltola has won the special election in Alaska to fill, until January, the House seat vacated by the death of Congressman Don Young. She beats former Governor Sarah Palin, although Palin will still compete for the seat in November's election. The Food and Drug Administration has given emergency use authorization to another round of COVID-19 booster shots.
The updated boosters contain the same basic ingredients as the original COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, but are modified to target the circulating Omicron variant BA4 and BA5. As well as the strain that was included in the original vaccines.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, the U.S. has already purchased more than 170 million doses of the booster shots, while it's unclear how much demand there will be for them. A United Nations nuclear watchdog team has arrived at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine to inspect the plant for possible nuclear threats. Doctors will remove life support Thursday from wounded Richmond, Indiana police officer Sierra Burton. She was shot in the head 3 weeks ago during a traffic stop. Her colleagues say her last heroic act was organ donation. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Several major U.S. airlines have told the Federal Department of Transportation they will voluntarily provide meals to air travelers who were delayed 3 hours or more by issues under the airline's control and will pay for hotel rooms for overnight delays. The DOT had threatened to write new rules to expand the rights of airline passengers. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency with much of the West under an excessive heat warning through the weekend.
We're going to have opportunity now in the next number of days to experience, many of us, what many have not experienced back to back to back to back to back, and that's triple digit weather.
The governor ordering increased power generation and asking Californians to cut down on their power usage to reduce the chance of rolling blackouts through the heat wave. A federal judge has declined to put on hold New York's new gun law one day before it is to take effect. The law will strictly limit where people can carry guns and require applicants to hand over social media account information. For the first time in 3 months, bird flu has been detected on a Minnesota poultry farm. A turkey operation in Meeker County culling its entire flock of nearly 129,000 birds after the highly pathogenic avian influenza was confirmed there. That virus has claimed more than 3 million birds in Minnesota, the nation's largest turkey producer. It's been a huge drug seizure near the U.S. southern border in Texas.
Drug smugglers are out more than $12 million worth of cocaine. This week, Customs and Border Protection announced they made the massive bust on a bridge near Laredo, Texas. The total weight? More than 1,500 pounds, individually wrapped in more than 1,900 packages. Border agents say the smugglers tried to sneak the cocaine across the border in a tractor trailer labeled baby wipes. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow fell 280 points, NASDAQ down 67. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.